Hi. I can see that they dragged you into this as well, huh? Yeah, me too. It seems like it's getting pretty crazy out there. The party is in full swing and I think my friends are pretty wasted. I'm sure that dragging them home is going to be such a chore. What about you? Are your friends having a blast too? Yeah, I bet they are. How about you, though? I mean, are you having a fun time? Oh, not so much. But why? Ah, your friends force you to come along to this party. I know how that feels. My friends can get a little pushy at times, too. They say that I need to loosen up a little bit. I mean, come on. You know what university life is like? Yeah, it's really, really stressful. Let me know if you're uncomfortable with this, okay? We could just sneak out. You know, they're probably having way too much fun to notice us when we quietly go out. You're okay with this? Are you sure? 'Cause we don't have to do this if you don't want to. Okay. Okay, just making sure. I don't want you to feel like you're being forced to be here with me, even though we were just shoved in this room together. Have you ever played this before? You know, 7 Minutes in Heaven? No? This is your first time? No way. I don't believe it. Okay, if you say so. I hope it's not awkward for you to be stuck in a room with some random stranger. What about me? Nah, it's not exactly my first time, but it's been a long while since I last played this game. I think it was in middle school. And yes, I do have some cool and embarrassing stories with this game. You wanna hear one? Okay, my best friends would usually set me up with my crushes or a guy that had a crush on me. It was hilarious. How did it go? Well, let's just say that I had my first kiss in a closet with my crush. What? I mean, they call it 7 Minutes in Heaven for a reason, right? Okay, so the game goes like this. Two people are locked in a room together. And they can do whatever they want for 7 minutes with each other. Yeah, that's why they call it 7 minutes in heaven. Sometimes, though, it doesn't end up in a happy ending. Like this one time, my best friends locked me in a room with one of my old crushes. How did it go? Well, it was pretty embarrassing. Why? Because when we were in the room, we talked first for the first few minutes, right? Then my dumbass decided that it was probably an opportunity to confess to him. But then he told me that he didn't like me, and that he was interested in my best friend. I know, it was embarrassing. So we were stuck in the room, seated next to each other in awkward silence for what seemed like forever, until the time was over, and when they opened the door, he immediately ran out. I know, it was super embarrassing and hilarious. I just laugh about it when I remember it. Fun times. I miss those days. You know, days like that where we were only worried about scraping our knees from playing out, or what would our crush think about us if they liked us back. And turns out, it's our best friend that they like. Yeah, like in my case. And after that embarrassing confession, that old crush asked my best friend out, but he got rejected. You know why? Because my best friend liked his best friend instead of him. Yeah, that was the most hilarious part of it. I feel bad for him, but it is what it is. You have a question? Yeah, shoot. Do I know you? Well, yeah, of course I know you. We have classes together, and I see you regularly hang out with my friend Casey. Yep, I know you. I have a question. Well, are you and Casey close? You guys always go to that coffee shop every Friday. Oh, I see. You guys are working on a project together. So you share a class with her as well. Right. I thought you guys were dating or something. Oh, why would I think that? Well, nothing really. It's just that I keep seeing the two of you hang out around campus, and then the coffee shop, like I said. So, yeah. I assumed that you guys were an item. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump to conclusions right away. Are you sure it's okay? Okay, cool. Sorry, by the way, that you got stuck in here with me. Trust me, I had completely no idea that they were going to play 7 Minutes in Heaven and practically pull whoever. You know, two strangers stuck in a room for a few minutes. Except, we're not really strangers because we're classmates. Speaking of being classmates, I was wondering, why are we not close? Well, we share a few classes together, and I just realized it now as well that, hey, I should probably be friends with this person. Yeah, wait, you've tried approaching me before? Oh my god, I am so sorry. I know I seem snobbish at times or like preoccupied. I'm just really stressed with my classes. Yeah, I didn't mean to come off like that. I'm really sorry. And we were supposed to be partners too? Wait, really? For what? Oh, that project. Wait, why weren't we partners? Oh, I am so terribly sorry for that. No, no, I didn't mean to switch partners. It's just that, me and my boyfriend then had already plans for the projects. Oh, I talked with our professor about it. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to offend you in any way. I'm so sorry. I wanted to try and get to know you so that we could be friends. And I like making friends. It's just that the circumstances were not right. Gosh, I feel like an idiot. This is so embarrassing. It's okay? I feel like a jerk. I'm so terribly sorry, again, for coming off like that, like a rude person, and it makes me feel like a complete jerk. I really, really am sorry. How about this? Let's go out for a coffee, and then we can hang out, like, go to the movies, or stroll at the park, but we'll probably go to the movies first, then coffee, then the park. If you're not busy, of course, your call. So, do you want to go out with me? What? Why are you looking away? Are you getting shy? Oh, am I being too forward? Too fast? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be so fast. Well, we can take it gradually. Like, maybe a coffee first, then the movies, then... What about my boyfriend? Which boyfriend? No, I don't have a boyfriend. Do you mean that boyfriend I partnered with? Well, we broke up. Last month, actually. Why? Well, turns out, he's been cheating on me this whole time. I know, it sucks. But I got over it pretty quickly. How? In my mind, I just think that I deserve better and that I shouldn't grieve over a jerk like him for so long. Instead of wallowing myself in misery for a long time, I figured that I should shift that energy onto myself. I should work on myself instead. Yeah. I'll admit, though, it was pretty painful for the first week, and especially when I found out about it, but you know what? It's his loss. What about you, though? Are you sure that you and Casey aren't a thing? I'm just making sure. I don't want to make Casey feel awkward either when we go out. Okay, well, that's great. I guess our date is set then. Yeah, cool. When are you available? How about this Saturday? I'm free that day. You're free? Okay, cool. So, Saturday, is 5 p.m. good? Okay, great. Whew, I was worried that you might say no. Why did I ask you out? So that we can get to know each other better, and, I think you're cute, so why not? You have something to say to me? What's that? You have a crush on me? No way, you're joking. I mean, come on. We just talked. Well, we practically just met, and now you have a crush on me? Silly. What's true? That you have a crush on me? But how? A few minutes ago, we were just strangers sharing the same classes, and now you... Wait. You've always had a crush on me? Since when? The beginning of school year? Well, why didn't you say anything? Alright, I had a boyfriend who was a jerk, if I might add. Well, I guess you're going on a date with your crush now. Turns out that the 7 minutes in heaven was a happy ending, huh? Well, I think that we've been here for more than 7 minutes. Yeah, 16 minutes to be exact. Sorry, I didn't mean to get excited. Can you hear them outside? It looks like they've forgotten about us. So, are you looking forward to that date this Saturday? Yeah, me too. Okay, chill. You don't have to tease me as early as now. Save that for our date on Saturday. Anyway, I think that we should probably come out by now. Yeah, we might get stuck in here. So, I guess I'll see you around campus. Don't be late for our date on Saturday, okay? Okay, I'm gonna see you too. Good night. Well, take care on your way out. Yeah. Bye.